Blog Talk Radio. Hello, 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 everyone. This is Kathy Holloway Hill, and I am your hostess, your mentor, your coach, and your friend for the next 30 minutes as we launch into our 9-week series for Emotional Bailout, 9 Principles for Rising When Your World is Falling. I am very excited about the next 9 weeks, and I'm very optimistic because, as you know, we are in the new year, and everyone has goals and resolutions and changes that they would love to make in their lives. And thank you for all of the feedback and the email notes I received about this next upcoming 9 weeks. You are very, very optimistic and excited, and that's what we need. We need that positive energy flowing. So keep that positive energy flowing and going, because we are going to go and grow and make it happen, because 2012 is going to be the year when you can say, Happy New You. That's what it's all about. Not just a Happy New Year, but a Happy New You. And tonight we're going to launch into principle number one, which is, who are you? What kind of question does that sound like? Sounds kind of like a basic, simple question. You might ask someone that question if you don't know who they are, or you're meeting someone for the first time, but you actually need to ask yourself that question, because that is the foundation for everything else that's going to follow over these next 9 weeks. Who are you? Do you know? How unique are you? Because every single one of us are unique in what we bring to the table. We're not on this earth just floating around to get up and go to work and come home and then get up and go to work the next day and stay in a continual routine, a rut, a cycle. That's how we land into a life of misery. So the first principle is going to focus on, who are you and what is unique about you? Every single one of us should be on a self-discovery journey, because there are so many things in life that can get in the way of who we are. We have to understand that there are roadblocks and there are obstacles, and there are so many things that prevent us from having the life that we desire. And that's what we're going to talk about with this first principle, number one, of who are you. When you actually think about this question, it really does bring up a lot of questions, more questions, and wondering, what does it all truly mean? You have to know that you're not on this earth just to be in a job that you hate and just to wake up every day miserable, dreading the upcoming day, dreading going through the day, and dreading your life. I mean, you're going to just dread your life away. So I want you to think about what truly is deep down inside of you that you absolutely love. Now, I can tell you now, 85% of people who are in specific jobs don't like the job. So if you're in that 85 percentile, then you really need to listen up and understand what is required to discover who you are, discover your unique gifts and talents and abilities, so that you can start living your passion and start living a life of abundance. Because the only way to live a life of happiness and gratitude and enjoyment and fulfillment is to know what your purpose is. And you have to discover your purpose by trying new things. Some of you may know what your purpose is because you have hobbies. A hobby is a great way to discover what it is that you should be doing on this earth, on this planet. If you don't have a hobby, you don't have a starting point. So if you have a hobby, that's your starting point. If you don't have one, then think about what it is that you truly, truly love, and what have you tried that really does seem to resonate with you. If you step out of your comfort zone and try new things, always be willing to try new activities and go new places and meet new people, and eventually you're going to discover something about yourself. You're going to discover your God-given talents, your gifts, your strengths, your weaknesses. You're also going to discover what motivates you. How are you motivated? Are you motivated by someone validating you or telling you that you did a great job? Or are you motivated by material possessions? And I'm not saying that material possessions are not the thing to be motivated by. That's all well and good. But I am saying, don't allow material possessions to be your main focus in life. If you're just doing a job that you hate because you're making a lot of money and you can buy a lot of stuff, then that's going to get old one day. Eventually, you're going to wake up and you're going to be miserable. So it's always best to do something you love, find your passion, and the money will follow. Just don't focus on money. The money will follow when you're doing what you love, and I am absolutely a living, walking testament of that. Now, at every stage in your life, you have to operate from a knowledge of who you are. What are your gifts and your talents and your desires? This comes from the expertise that you've gained over the years. It's human capital that you possess. That's what I like to call it, human capital. No one gave it to you, and no one can take it away from you. It's what you were born with. And whatever it is that you have discovered that is your passion. Now, maybe you can't just walk away from your day job and start living your passion because you need to pay the bills. I totally understand that. But you should be gradually easing yourself into whatever it is you're passionate about, because when you're living according to your passion, then you are living according to why you were placed on this earth. Everyone has a purpose, and when you're living your passion and you're living according to your purpose, then you are living a life of abundance, and you will have everything that you want. It will come to you. I promise you, it will come to you. You have to have the foresight to plan your life and your career, and the only way to do that is to start out by understanding what your gifts and your talents and your passions are. Now, my book is entitled Emotional Bailout. When you hear the word bailout, what does that mean to you? Ask yourself, what does that mean to you? Because the reason I'm asking you this question is because life really does get in the way. It really gets in the way of us realizing what we're passionate about. And it gets in the way of us understanding what our unique gifts and talents are. And I'll explain why it gets in the way. It gets in the way because we get focused on what society says is right, what the media says is right, what our friends, our family, our spouses, our significant others say is right, and all of a sudden, one day we look up and someone else has designed our life for us. And we may not like it, but since the design is working, we just stay there. So that's why I ask you, what does the word bailout mean to you? Because your life is your responsibility. It's not the responsibility of the media or your family and friends and spouse. It's your responsibility. All of that stuff should have nothing to do with the decisions that you make. So you've got to bail yourself out of a bad situation. If you're in that 85 percentile and you're waking up every day and you're dreading getting up in the morning and you have, you know, horrible road rage and you're still holding on to toxic emotions from previous situations that you've encountered, and you hate your coworkers and you don't want to go into the office because you don't want to look at those people or talk to those people or work alongside those people, and you're not really getting a lot done, you're just kind of going through the motions. That is what I mean when I say life gets in the way. Those types of things will stifle your growth, and they will jump in your way and become an obstacle of you discovering who you are and what you're passionate about. So it's very important that you recognize the things that are hindering you, are preventing you from discovering your passion and preventing you from understanding what it is that truly does resonate with your soul. So what I'm going to ask you to do right now is I want you to block out all the sounds, and I'm going to give you about 5 seconds, and I want you to just visualize yourself in a position that you love, doing something that you love, earning income from whatever it is that you love, and just envision that and see that in your mind's eye and head, just manifest it into your life. I want you to really get into the vision and see the sights and smell the aromas and just feel it and become one with the vision. Get all of your 5 senses involved. Sight, sound, smell, touch, and taste. Get all of your 5 senses involved in the vision. So I want you to take 5 seconds right now and close your eyes and see yourself at the pinnacle of success. Do that for me right now, please. Now, I know that was a short little period, but if you do that every single day, and you make that part of your routine, and you start seeing yourself in your vision, the more you see yourself in your vision, the more you will be able to manifest it in your life. The more you see yourself at the pinnacle of success, the more your life will start to align around making it happen. It might sound weird to you, and I know you've heard the law of attraction, but it really does work. When you believe and see yourself doing what it is that you want to do, the universe will move and bend and twist and make sure that is manifested into your life. You have the power to take control. And if you change your perception about whether or not you can succeed, you can have that in your life, and believe that you can have it. I don't know what your perception currently is today as you listen to me, but if you change that perception to something more positive, it will in turn change your life. Your mind and your subconscious are so powerful, much more so than you realize. And when you learn how to use that power to your advantage, that's when you will start to clear a path for your emotional freedom and your life success. And we don't dream enough. And when we stop dreaming, we stop living. The mind is so powerful. It's always thinking. It's always dreaming. And sometimes you stop yourself. And when you stop yourself from dreaming, the way you stop yourself is by something positive will come into your mind, or you may think about something that you would love to do, and then the negative side of you takes over, and a thought will come in and say, well, you can never do that because you don't have enough time, or you could never do that because you don't have enough money. You can never do that because you have too many children, or you have too many obstacles, or too much this, or not enough of that. And when those thoughts start affecting your productivity, start affecting your belief and your perception and whether or not you can or cannot do what it is you want to do, that's when your life and your growth just pretty much is its own autopilot, and nothing happens. You don't get ahead in life. What you do is tied to how you perceive the events in your life. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, perception is reality. Current or past negative experiences, if they are perceived correctly, they can actually help you to be successful. But if they're perceived incorrectly, they will hold you back. And I know from firsthand experience that when you change your perception, it will change your reality. And everything you do, everything you've already done to this point in life, and everything you will do right now going forward, has a tremendous impact. So think about where you currently are in life. Think about the job that you currently have, and think about how it's making a difference in you discovering who you are. And also, I want you to take this to the next level and ask yourself, who is in your support group? Who is in your network? Because your network is equivalent to your net worth, meaning that the people that you surround yourself with, they're either going to help you live your passion, they're going to help support you with your dream, help support you to change your life, or they're going to hinder you. They're going to make sure that they let you know, oh, you can't do that because of this or that. You need to make sure you surround yourself with the people and try to minimize your interaction. If you can't just cut those negative people out of your life, try to minimize your interaction with them. Because as you start peeling away the layers for your own personal self-discovery, you will start to uncover your true underlying values. And that's the way to start yourself on your self-discovery journey. Because as you know, whatever is in your mind and whatever stays in your mind, whatever thoughts live in your conscious mind, the more they live there, day in, day out, week in, week out, month in, month out, year in, year out, it's going to start to be a permanent fixture in your subconscious. And when you don't understand your strengths and your weaknesses, you're more prone to follow a path that someone else has created for you. And I really hate to pick on you ladies, but sometimes women, more so than men, find themselves in this position because we're driven by nature. It's determined whether you're driven by nature or nurture. And women, you know, resist vision and mission building because they have pretty much learned from childhood that they should give their power away. And when they give their power away, they allow someone else to tell them what to do and how to do it. And they feel like they should be married and have children and a family. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. That's great. That's wonderful. But that's not what it's all about for us women. It's a lot more to our life than just being caregivers and taking care of children and spouses and families. So, you know, that's what I want you to focus on as you think about who you are, and you start to set the wheels in motion because once you discover your gifts and your talents and your strengths and your weaknesses and your values and assessing your beliefs, that's a huge one. Assessing your beliefs is very, very big, because once you start assessing your beliefs, you're going to start really learning a lot about yourself. And I just want to talk about that for a second as you start to assess your beliefs. The way you do that is you have to look over your entire life as it currently has been and currently where you are today. Look over your entire life. And if you have to rewind all the way back to your childhood, that's great. Go ahead and do that. Because when you look back over your life, everything that has happened to you, every book you've read, every experience you've experienced, every person you've encountered, every situation you've encountered, if you've lost a job, if you've lost a loved one, if you've been married, if you've been divorced when you were younger, if you got teased in school, bullied, or whatever, all of those experiences have shaped who you are today. And as you go on this self-discovery journey, You have to look at those experiences and put them in perspective, because our lives are very similar to the pieces of a puzzle. Each piece must fit perfectly in place in order to see the image for your life. And all of these things that I just talked about, everything you've experienced in your previous life, in your childhood, these are all pieces of that puzzle. And every area of your life has to be balanced. So if your family life and your community life and your spiritual life and your financial life and your career and all of those things are okay, then you're good to go. But that's very rarely the case with most individuals, especially with that statistic being so high, 85% of people are miserable in their jobs. Look at all these areas of your life and measure them. I have a workbook. The Emotional Bailout Workbook has all of the tools, all of the worksheets, all of the exercises, all of the the criteria and the questions you need to ask yourself so that you can understand which areas of your life you need to focus on. And when you do focus on them, it also gives you tips and ways and methods on how to cleanse it, how to assess your beliefs. If it doesn't fit, omit. How to replace your toxic behaviors with new, more empowering behaviors. How to use affirmations to cement your vision into your life so that your when you get up in the morning, your routine will change. You'll step out of your comfort zone. You won't have to be rooted in your rut. You'll be able to accomplish whatever it is you're trying to do. If you're trying to lose weight in this new year, if you're trying to stop smoking, stop drinking, spend more quality time with friends and family, all of those things are very, very possible. And most importantly, you will be able to finally step into living your passion. Successful people love the action as much as they love the dream. And when you write down your vision and your mission and your goals and your career plan, these are all critical steps to success. And this is just the beginning. As I'm saying, this is principle number one. This is just the beginning. You are right now in the process of defining your character traits. Sometimes you go all through life and you don't even think about your character traits. But when you can recognize what's not working and recognize and acknowledge, that's the big piece, acknowledge what's not working, that there has to be more to your life than what it currently is. When you can acknowledge that, that's when you open up a big, wide door of possibilities. So think about your strengths and write them down. Are you organized? Are you creative? Are you compassionate? A good sense of humor? Whatever. Outgoing, generous, kind. Think about those. And again, I'm going to state this again, that if you go and get my workbook, all of these things, there's a mind dump exercise. I like to call it a mind dump exercise, because sometimes we just really get stuck and can't think about, you know, well, what type of personality trait should I look for? This particular worksheet has a ton of descriptive words, and you can circle all the ones that describe you. And as you go through these exercises, this is going to help you become more and more in tune and more aligned with who you are. Because the only way you can live your passion and the only way you can have success is to know who you are. And once you discover who you are, then you can take all of these traits and start to align a plan around it. And you can also take your weaknesses, and I really don't like to call them weaknesses. You can call them whatever you want. You can call them, you know, personality challenges or vices or whatever you want to call them. But you will learn how to manage your weaknesses and not allow those weaknesses to stop you. For instance, I'll use procrastination as a weakness. I know there are a lot of people who suffer, and they're challenged by procrastination. If you discover what it is you're passionate about, and once you have committed to stepping out of your comfort zone, then you will be able to manage the procrastination a whole lot better, because you will be able to realize when procrastination occurs, how it occurs, why it occurs, and you'll also be able to be more in control. Again, now, the entire book is entitled Emotional Bailout. So the whole goal over these next 9 weeks is to bail you out of your current situation and to place you on a road and a journey towards success. And it is a journey. It's not a destination. You're always going and growing. And that's why we're going to go through each one of these 9 principles in as much detail as we can in the time that we have allotted for this show. So I want you to be able to do that, and I want you to be able to make sure that you assess every single thing about both your strengths and your weaknesses. And as you're going forward through this process, I want you to be committed, because when you are committed, you will do whatever it takes. It's interest. interest in a goal is when you do what's convenient, and that's not what we want here. We're talking about a pure commitment level, and that's how we're going to end this first segment today, by talking about the importance of being committed. Now, I know you're probably asking yourself, okay, well, you know, what is this going to do for me, and why should I even bother going through this? Well, here's why. To learn who you are and be valued for it, that's the first thing. To attract what you want, second thing. To become more attractive to others, third thing. To be inspired and be inspirational for other people. To have more confidence, to walk your path with integrity, and to distinguish yourself in whatever field you've chosen. And most of all, to achieve your ultimate goal and realize your vision of life success. So I'm going to end on this note, and you all know I love quotes, and this is the best quote I could possibly give you. Henry Ford said it best when he said, whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right. Thank you for joining us for Principle Number One. Be sure and join us next week on the second segment for Emotional Bailout, which is You Think It, You Become It. This is Kathy Holloway Hill, and I'll see you next week here on the Living Body Science Show. Good evening, everyone. We'll be right back.